Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Welcome to a very special edition of Kingdom Pursuits. I am calling this the Thanksgiving Able edition, like I mentioned on the Christian Car Guy. I bet you're wondering what that may mean. Well, I have thought about this, and I thought, well, if the day before Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving Eve, right? Well, after Eve, you might know Cain and Abel. So we're 2 days after Thanksgiving. What do you think, Shirley?
That's good.
It's Thanksgiving Able. So, you know, and it kind of rhymes with table, which, you know, a lot of us enjoyed over this. So we're excited. But we're more excited because we have these wonderful guests on for you today. Starting off, we have Shirley Weaver. And that's a name, if you're in Charlotte, we're hoping you're going to really begin to glean from, because Shirley has a new minute that's coming to our network there in Charlotte, the Clear Trumpet Minute, and it's coming very quickly, December 1st, next week. So Shirley, welcome. It's so good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be with you. Thank you.
And actually, Clear Trumpet is your ministry.
That's right. That's right. And we're coming up on our 30th year in January.
30 years of ministry. And so we are so pleased to bring you the Clear Trumpet Minute. You're going to find out so much more about that today. But also with us today, we have Bob and Diana Bailey, and they're with the House of Hope in Davie County. And I love the name of that when I think about it, Bob. It's the House of Hope, and you guys have been hoping for the House of Hope for 10 years?
We have actually been involved with House of Hope Piedmont since 2010. And yes, we are waiting on the Lord and trusting in the Lord to bring this vision we have for a home for troubled teenage girls in Davie County that will minister to the Piedmont Triad area soon. And that's why we're here, to let people know where we are and where we tend to go from here.
This is really, really cool, and it has so much to do with hope. And I have to share this story. I know of a missionary lady, and actually, years ago, I produced a show called A Place Missionaries Call Home with Larry George. A lot of you may have heard it. It was a great show, and they talked about stories of missionaries. Well, his mother-in-law was a missionary in Brazil, and she, of course, this is back in the 40s, you know, that when you went on mission, they made you give up your kids and put them in a you know, that you can bring your kids with you on that. So they went to a special school for missionary kids there in Brazil while you went off to this tribe. So she set her kids aside and went and ministered to this tribe that nobody had ever heard from. You know, they didn't speak any English. You know, it was somewhat, you know, violent tribe. And they ministered to these people for 10 years, and they finally made one convert. And 2 days after he was converted to Christ, one of the other people killed him in the tribe because he wanted his wife. Now, if you'd given up, now just think with me for a minute. You've given up 10 years of your life for mission work, and your one convert dies, is killed by these heathen or whatever. If you could hear the rest of the story. See, if you're standing there at the 10-year mark, you're like, what in the world am I doing? I need to go back and take care of my family, my kids. Clearly, God hasn't opened this door. But, oh, that wasn't her story at all. She stuck with it, and she would tell you that those 10 years taught her more about mission work than anything. I mean, those were the hard places that was training her faith muscle and training her in hope. And so I'm so excited about hope. I couldn't help but not share that story as I was just thinking about you guys this morning. But in Shirley's case, she's been doing it for 30 years, and her ministry is Clear Trumpet. So speaking of clear, Rachel, we're going to speak of clear now. Okay. Speaking of clear, I have a new producer, and it takes a while before they understand that that's when they're supposed to play the music. and it's coming. So, here we go. Speaking of clear. When an escaped prisoner was camping out in the woods, I don't know if you heard about this, but it was a clear case of criminal intent. Think about it. It'll come to you. Come on, Bob. Now, that was a little funny. There was a criminal in the tent.
I got it.
You go. Okay.
I got it.
All right. I understand how gems were made. I think it's... Have you ever understood how gems were made? It's crystal clear. All right? Don't you think? And I don't know about... You might have heard of this. When they use bleach to clear a dark, wet corner, it breaks the mold. It yes. really does. Yeah. Clear dark corner. Are you getting all these? Surely.
We're getting them.
You didn't know that your clear trumpet would give me all this inspiration. It did. Now, the athlete claimed he long jumped over 25 feet. Well, actually, his best jump was only 23 feet. So this was a clear case, don't you think, of leap fraud.
Got it.
Oh, that's, yeah, he got that one. He actually giggled a little bit, folks. I saw a smile on Bob's face. It could happen. So I know you're going to like this little bit more punishment I have in mind for you, Bob. So I understand they've developed polyurethane sails. Did you hear about this, Rachel? They did. Think about polyurethane, and it's one thing is you might remember is about polyurethane for sailboats, because from here on, it's clear sailing. Shirley, laugh. Oh, come on now.
I used to own a couple.
You're laughing inside, I know. Clear sailing. All right. So with that whole thought in mind, Jesus was insistent, if you think about it. Here comes the actual riddle, so you can win today by calling in. Jesus was insistent that God's house be a house of prayer when he blank. Oh. Jesus was insistent that his house be a house of prayer when he blank. In fact, for some, they would have thought he made it less visible. Oh, that's just my humor. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and tell us Jesus was insistent that God's house be a house of prayer when he blanked. And some would think that he made it less visible. If they get that answer, Rachel, tell them what they'll win.
Well, today they'll win either a t-shirt or a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
Not just any t-shirt, but the House of Hope t-shirt from Davie County. This is a limited edition from what I understand. There's only been like 40 of these made so far. And
pretty
so
close.
When people would see it, they would know that you have listened to Kingdom Pursuits. So don't be shy. You know the answer. Jesus was insistent that his house be a house of prayer when he blank. And for some, they would say he made it less visible. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in and win. So, getting back to clear trumpet, you know, actually what inspired me, Shirley, for these puns this morning?
What was that?
When my producer saw your minute, I mean, not my producer, my program director, he saw these minutes and he goes, Robbie, I got to be honest. As soon as I heard clear trumpet, I know it means something else, but I pictured this clear trumpet.
Oh, God. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a first, though.
So,
that's a first.
Yeah. So, going back to the beginning of clear trumpet, where did God give you that idea for clear trumpet?
Well, it came right out of the Word, out of the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, Corinthians in the New Testament, where the reference is made to the sounding of the horn, the sounding of the trumpet. And, of course, in ancient Israel, the trumpets were used to signal everything. They were the communication tool. And one blast meant something, and another blast, another thing. But it says that the trumpet has to be clear, otherwise you can't distinguish the sound. You know, how
there
many
you go.
Blasts and what it means.
We are having a blast on Kingdom Pursuits. We're going to be back in just a minute. You call in with your guess. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed to have with us Shirley Weaver with Clear Trumpet Ministries. She's got a minute that's coming to Charlotte starting next week, December 1st. We're excited to hear those. And Bob and Diana Bailey with the House of Hope in Davie County, that we've got some things that we still got to get done before we can open the House of Hope. And so we had them on last year, and we want to give you an update on where the House of Hope is. And we're hoping the next time that they're on that they actually, you know, we're going to have it open. But when we left, I should remind you that nobody's called in. I'm shocked. I really am. I know you know the answer to this. And you get the limited edition, very limited edition, House of Hope t-shirt. So Jesus was insistent that God's house be a house of prayer when he blank. And I'm not saying he blanked. I'm saying he did something then. You're supposed to fill in the blank. And what was that? And just as a little bit of a hint, this act for some would aim to make the temple a little less visible. So, 866-348-7884 is a number to call in and share. And when we left our hero, Shirley, she was describing how God had kind of, she was having a blast, and all of a sudden God, come on, Diane, you can smile, you know, and she was having a blast on this idea of a clear trumpet. And I have to tell you, as you were describing that shofar that they used back in the day, one day it occurred to me, and I don't know, Bob, I'm going to watch your eyes if you've ever thought about this, but have you ever thought that a horn meant that it was actually a horn? Like, I'll never forget the day the light came on for me, like, oh, that's why they call it a horn. Because of the case of the shofar, I mean, it's a great big long horn. And so, you know, God made the original horns, I'm just saying. And, you know, they may have called them a trumpet, but I don't know if you thought about that. Have you, Shirley?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, the mistake is made sometimes, you know, of like a trumpet or a cornet or a horn, like we would think of, instrument. But the reference is to the shofar, to the ram's horn.
Isn't that cool? Which is a clean animal, by the way, which we talked a lot about on Christian Car Guy, and right. Cleft feet and all those kind of things, and chewing the cud. And so that is so cool. And so you had this vision, and then where did God take you with that?
Well, it was just a download, really. After growing up in the church in my late 20s, I had a real encounter with the Lord. And it was an instant transition in everything for me. And one of the things that happened immediately was this sense of ability, sense of calling to teach and to somehow mobilize the message God was putting in my heart, which is what we did. And we named it A Clear Trumpet, believing that the message would be clear.
Yeah, and did you ever dream back in those days as you were getting this trumpet yourself, right?
Right.
That someday you would be on the radio?
Well, actually, yes. That was part of the original vision, that it would be broadcast. It just has been a while coming.
And so, interestingly, you've been hoping, like my missionary mother-in-law,
exactly.
I described a little bit, like the House of Hope. And then,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of cool to see God has brought just a whole team. Because as it turns out, right, Shirley, it wasn't just for you. It was for a whole lot of people.
That's right. That's right. And through small groups, which was not the original design. The original design was large groups. But the way God has moved, it's small groups of people being discipled by the clear message God gives. And yes, there are many, men, women, children, just wherever God takes us.
And now,
thanks to the Ministry Minute, the radio, the broadcast through the radio is something that we are super excited about.
Yeah, we are excited here at the Truth Network, too, because, you know, one of the neat things, we have a lot of male voices out there in Christian radio that people can hear. But, you know, it's kind of refreshing to hear a female voice. And like, I can think of several biblical examples. And my daughter, actually, in college, was just doing a paper on women leaders in the Bible. And she showed me so many things I'd never really thought about. And I did not know what she discovered, that the early church, Martha was very, very involved in Christian leadership, having sat at Jesus' feet, in spite of the fact that she kind of got rebuked for doing too much serving.
Right.
And so it's kind of neat that you've had a chance to sit at his feet all these years, and now the trumpet blasts.
I like that, Robbie. I love the way you're saying that. That is great.
It is fun. It is fun. Well, I have to tell you that I have some Riddlers. Oh, my goodness. The lines are lighting up. We have Marie, which I've seen. Marie has kept my producer on the phone for quite a while, so I'm excited. Marie must have a lot to say. Somebody go to Marie. And we don't know Marie. Marie, you're on. Oh, we lost Marie. Oh, so we get to go to Orlando. Orlando, you are on. Nope, we lost Orlando. So maybe we're having a little phone issue this morning. That's all right. We got Angela still. She is on the phone with her, so we're going to hopefully get that so that we can take Angela. But you got to put her on hold so I can take the call. She's, oh, well, we're going to get it. There she is. Angela, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. We tried and we got it. Angela, have you got an answer for us? What was Jesus up to?
I think he insisted that his house be called the house of prayer when he overturned the money changers' table.
You're exactly right. You're right. He cleared it. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And so some people, some people might think that the temple was actually, you know, clear. But no, it was being cleared. Angela, it's so great to hear from you again. I had you called in last week. How was your week gone with your new adventure?
Well, I've been back and forth between my old house and my apartment, and I tried to call my mom at the rest home every morning. And I don't know why it happened, but she asked, "Where are you?"
Yeah.
And I said, "I'm at home," which I was, because this new apartment is my home now. And she said, "Are you at that old apartment?" And I said, "Yes." And then she got all upset. And so, but from hearing the Christian Car Guy show, the Lord just placed me in the cleft of the rock, and she was upset, but I didn't get upset because he had me right there in his hand.
Yes, he does. And how many times are we faced with that, Angela, where we have a choice between making people happy or making God happy? And,
yeah.
You know, that was kind of Martha's situation, as we were just describing.
Yeah.
You know, she chose to make the Lord happy, And it works out that it's, in the end, it will make your mother happy. I promise.
Well,
it really is. You know, it won't be long, and she will see this from a lot different point of view. And when she sees it, she's going to see what a beautiful daughter God gifted her with. And
well, thank you, Robbie.
And all those years of service. So I am grateful you.
This apartment coming open, available to me, was very definitely a God thing. And so she'll come to understand.
She will. She will.
If I just stay patient.
And we're praying for you.
And don't get upset myself.
And I know Peter's praying for you. So thank you, Angela. God bless you. Have a great morning.
Oh, thank you, Robbie.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. So we had Marie, who's welcome to call back, because I know that many, many times my listeners have way better answers than I have. And Marie, I know you had a lot to say, and I am wanting to hear from you. I'm wanting to hear from Orlando. Call us back, 866-348-7884, and I have the Baileys right in front of me. So here at this time of year, Bob, are there a lot of people that think of you as George?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Christmas time, George Bailey. I guess you've never, you know...
I got it now.
You got it.
I got it now.
I'm just saying it's a wonderful life, George.
It is a wonderful life. It is a wonderful life. I will have to agree with that.
And so as you guys are preparing, tell us about some of the projects that you're waiting for God to help you with.
Well, some of the projects, we have to update and renovate our building according to the code. So we have to... build a laundry room is one of them, which we're working on now with a contractor. We have to change all the doorknobs in the building from standard doorknobs to lever-type doorknobs. We have to update
the electrical
system. And so these projects are what is before us right now. But Philippians 4:19 says that God will supply all our needs through our riches in Christ Jesus. So we are confident that God is going to come through for us, and exposure on your program like this will help people know what our vision is all about and how we tend to help teenage
yes,
girls.
Yes, which is a great time to point out that if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you can find out all about the House of Hope. You can find out about Clear Trumpet Ministries. In fact, there's previews of their minutes and their long teaching. And it's all there at kingdompursuits.com, Clear Trumpet, and House of Hope. We got so much more hope, and I'm hoping that Marie will call back. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, whether you are being a clear trumpet or you are hoping for a house. House of Hope in Davie County. We've got both with us today on this Thanksgiving Able. If you don't know that, well, you just have to go back and listen to the podcast at kingdompursuits.com, where I describe in detail how we came up with Thanksgiving Able. But in the meantime, we still have Marie out there who I would love to hear, you know, what she was going to say. 866-348-7884 is the number to call in. If you want to talk to Bob or Diane or Shirley, we would love to hear from you, maybe encourage them that, you know, you were involved in ministry or are involved in ministry, because it's all about how does God take your passion and use it to build the kingdom. And so surely it's an interesting thing that a lot of times it seems that we go into ministry thinking that, you know, we're going to be able to share stuff with other people, and we find out God has us kind of where he wants us because he's working on us. Initiating us as sons and daughters of the kingdom. And
exactly.
And so it's been a 30-year journey. I'm curious, what were some of the giftings that he revealed to you? You know, because I guess I've had a chance to do this, and I've been shocked at some of the things I learned that he gave me to be able to do that I really had no idea that I could do. Are there something along those lines over those 30 years he's revealed to you?
Absolutely. I think just the whole concept of being able to communicate with people successfully, you know, and see the difference, see the change, see it make a difference. But also, Robbie, the thing that is so significant to me is that, you know, the prophetic aspect of the way he speaks to me, and therefore the way I communicate with others, was shocking to me because I had no knowledge of either what that word meant. So that plus a real passion for leaders and government, and a whole new area has just opened up in the last few years of understanding to reach out to governmental places, people in government.
Really?
Yes. And that's shocking because I would have, that was not anything I was ever even interested in.
And, you know, clearly Scripture's loaded with opportunities for us to pray for those that God has put in leadership, but boy, oh boy, do they need a trumpet.
Well, I'm just saying. You know, first of all, pray for them. And so it's really become very real to me recently in the last, say, 10 years.
Wow. And that is really amazing, because that is definitely an area that, you know, I could see where you wouldn't see that you were going to be involved. But now, interestingly, God has brought that to where other people joined you in your vision. And you know, when I work with y'all, several members of your team have contacted me and interacted, and I can just see their passion for what it is that they feel, you know, you are going to share with our listeners and with those folks listening in Charlotte. Again, Clear Trumpet starts the 1st of December. So, you know, we need a little trumpeting, Shirley. What were some of your favorite ones that people are going to hear in December?
Well, there is a message called The Beginning, and it has everything to do with where we come from, the rock from which we're hewn, and where God is taking us. And the bottom line there is that the end is even better than the beginning. That's one of my favorites. And another favorite is the family altar, which just points straight to the value of gathering the family together for everything. That's where you recalibrate the heart of the family, the children, the mother, the father, from that coming together at a family altar or for a family altar time. Those are probably my two favorites.
Wow, just think of the opportunity as people get a glimpse of what God has for our families. And I think about what, you know, with my own family, you know, how precious those times are. Where I get a chance to see God come alive in my kids and my grandkids. Oh my gosh, have my grandkids taught me along the way. And I'm just like, oh man. And so, you know, there's never a time. In fact, we're going to go get a Christmas tree this evening after I get off the air. And I'm going to have my daughter and my granddaughter and all. It's going to be just, I am so excited to learn. And it was sort of a captive audience when you're in the car. It's a great time to have an altar, isn't it, Shirley?
That's right.
It really is. But unfortunately, all families, and it was that way in the Bible, and it still is, there are struggles. And so Bob and Donna, I haven't had a chance to make reference to Diana is her real name. But you might think she's Mary Hatch from It's a Wonderful Life, because she's married to George Bailey like she is. But and you don't know this, but Donna Reed played Mary Hatch. If you go back and watch It's a Wonderful Life, you might remember, mm-hmm. Bob. And she looked just like my mother. She really did. And so I always loved that. It was one of the things that I always, you know, Mary Hatch was one of those characters that, like, wow. She looked just like my mother. And so here we have George Bailey's wife right with us here. But really, you have a heart for those families.
Yes, I do.
And interestingly, teenagers.
Yes.
Which are not that easy to deal with. God gave you a passion for that. I just find that fascinating, Diana. And can you take us back to how you got there?
Well, I'm a parent. And every parent has struggles as a parent, and our children struggle as well. And when our children are struggling, we're struggling. And there's so many teens out there and so many families that are struggling now. With all the way our world is now, there's just a lot of work to do. And so our vision and our hope was to be able to bring those troubled teenagers and those troubled families to restoration.
I know, but I want to go a little bit deeper than that.
Okay. All right.
You're laying there one day, and all of a sudden, and maybe it came to your husband came to you and said, honey, or maybe it was you, but somebody decided, wow, I really want a house of hope in Davie County. And there was some event or there was mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went to a extraordinary women's conference in Johnson City, Tennessee. And it was at that conference. What year was that?
2009.
I heard Sarah Trollinger, who is the founder of House of Hope Orlando, she was speaking. And then after she spoke, she brought on a couple of the young ladies who were then at that time adults and mothers who had been in her program, who were residents, who were troubled teens, who had come through her program and then graduated the program, and their lives were changed. And it was then. I brought home the pamphlets, you know, all the information.
So you're sitting there, and you're watching these testimonies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming that you saw what was a destroyed life,
right?
God leading people out of destruction, and
right.
and what came alive? Hope.
Right. There's saying, hope. Yeah. There's yeah. hope. Yes.
Yeah, that's what comes alive.
Yeah.
Light, right. You right. saw that. Wow, there's hope.
Absolutely.
And so you recognized in Central North Carolina, we have a few mm-hmm. that, and oh, by the way, I work with a lot of teenage boys
right.
Through the North Carolina Boys Academy myself, and I've had a chance to watch the light come on
right.
and see the hope come alive.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob, so she came home and she shared this vision with you. What did you say? Are you out of your mind? No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually, we had always had a vision for some type of ministry together after we got married. But it was then when she came home and told me about House of Hope that we planned a visit to House of Hope in Orlando the following January. And after we had gone and listened and met the people who were running that organization, we made a commitment to open a House of Hope in the Piedmont area of North Carolina. And that is our vision and still is our vision, and we believe that God is going to bring it to fruition.
Yeah, and it's getting closer and closer because you actually have a house you're working on.
My own personal testimony is that I struggled with alcohol and drugs for 23 years, and my dad was a Baptist minister for 48 years. So I know how easily you can get led astray. Even when you're brought up in the right environment, the Satan has a way of leading you astray. And many of the teenagers in our culture today don't have any family structure at home. And so they're really struggling. If you remember, I'm a custodian at Davie High School, and I've finished up 10 years next February. And so I'm around 1,800 teenagers 5 days a week, and I see the kids. They're there, and I can see the pain that they're in.
And he is, oh, by the way, for those listening, Bob Bailey, not George, is a legend at Davie High School. And those of us who have lived in Davie County, you would know about Bob because of the students that realize, you know, that this is a man who has compassion. This is a man who's coming after their hearts. And so he's had this hope and this vision, and they have it that's getting closer and closer and closer. You can go to Kingdom Pursuits, find out more about that, more about Clear Trumpet. We got one more segment. It's going to be exciting. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we have been enjoying our time with Shirley Weaver with Clear Trumpet Minute, coming to Charlotte December 1st, and Bob and Diana Bailey, not George and Mary, but Bob and Diana. I can't help it. It's so wonderful lifetime of the year, you know? So with House of Hope in Davie County. So, Shirley, are you a big It's a Wonderful Life fan?
I am.
Me too. Me too. And when I think about it, right, if in order for Clarence to get his wings, didn't they sound a trumpet? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
But getting back to clear trumpet, and I was curious. So God gave you the vision, and then he kind of tugged on you about the political thing, and he's put this team around you. As you guys have come together on this, what do you feel God is looking for as an outcome for Clear Trumpet? To take people deeper into the Word, or deeper in their relationship, or all the above, and share?
Yeah, all of the above. And there are really leadership qualities in every person, and the gifts and the talents that God has placed within them, just like the Baileys, you know, those qualities sometimes go undeveloped or unnoticed or unharvested, really, and it just happens that way. And so one of the passions that I have is seeing those gifts and talents come forth in a person, and primarily spiritual gifts that God has given, and callings and the direction in their life. And it's probably one reason why I'm so drawn toward government right now, because the depth of what God is putting in some of the leaders that he is giving to this country are, they're miraculous. It's probably many people don't even know the treasures and the wisdom and the diligence that are part of the lives of many of our leaders. And we're so blessed to have that. We want to encourage them, and we want more and more of that. And so obviously Ministry Minute is a way for us to have a say for 60 seconds. When my children were young, I would listen to Christian radio, and in 1 minute of one particular speaker's program, I got more out of that minute sometimes than in a longer production, you know. And so it worked for me. I mean, it blessed me, and I believe this is a way for us to try our broadcasting wings.
Yeah, and what I know as a broadcaster is it takes longer to prepare a minute than it does 27 minutes. You wouldn't think that's true, but it's absolutely true that in order to clearly communicate something in a minute takes a phenomenal amount of work. 27 minutes, like a message, you know, you have a chance to put some fluff around there, but in a minute, you got to get to it, and then you got to bring it home.
That's right. That's right. So it's been a great you know, adventure, really. And we are eager to see where it's going to go and who it will reach.
Yeah, we are too. We are too. So grateful. Shirley Weaver with Clear Trumpet Minute. It's coming, as I said, to Charlotte on next week. And of course, it'll be running there several times a day. So we'll be excited for what God's going to bring, as he always does. When his word goes out, it never returns void. Well, as we were talking on the break with Bob and Diana about the House of Hope, there's an aspect to the House of Hope that people may not be aware of, is that the parents are a big part of what, it's not just a ministry to the kids, it's a ministry to the parents, right, Bob?
That's correct. The parents have to agree to be involved in the program as well, and they agree to come to parenting and counseling classes at least twice a month, which the child and the parent actually go through this program together. So at the end, it changes the whole family dynamic. And so the child, when they graduate, they don't go back into the same environment that they came out of. And so it's a family restoration type ministry, which if there's anything we need in our culture now, it's stronger families.
All right, and so if you're just tuning in, the House of Hope does not exist in Davie County yet. We're hoping that it, you know, and again, hope being the key word, it does exist in different parts of the country, and God gave them this vision over 8 years ago. He's provided a house, right? You've got the spot Now you've just got a few more items that you need help with, actually funding help in order to get the doors fixed, in order to get a few things so that you can pass inspection to be ready to open, right?
That's correct. And one of the biggest projects we have coming up now, which I didn't mention earlier, is putting a new floor down. We were blessed last year. The Davy Community Foundation gave us a grant for new flooring. But when our roof began to leak, we had to put all the interior renovations on hold until we repaired the roof, which took quite a while. But God blessed us, and we have a new roof. We have a dry building, and so now we're pushing real hard to get the inside completed. We actually have been counseling with a lady in Charlotte who has a 16-year-old daughter who is struggling, and she's interested in our program, but we need your help to move forward and get these projects completed and start ministering to these teens and parents.
So I'm interested, Shirley, as you teach on leadership, what would your word be for the Baileys? As they need, obviously they have hope, but they need some more resources.
Well, the impression that I have, the sense that I have, is that they are tracking with the Lord and His, it's a sure thing, really, because His leading brings His provision, and He adds to as He sees fit. But my sense is that that is upon them. You know, I bet those listening would say the same thing. You can tell that this project is from the Lord and that His blessing is on it, and He is bringing it to pass. Sometimes, you know, we say He will bring it to pass, but the sense I have, He is bringing it to pass, just like He is positioning us right now to make the step with the radio. So I'm excited for the Baileys and for the House of Hope.
Yeah, and I can't help but see the qualities that you described earlier, the leadership qualities of somebody who would take, you know, the janitor position and end up being a position of huge influence in a high school. A lady that would go to, you know, this extraordinary women conference and get an extraordinary vision that just would happen to play into, you know, where her family's headed. And I happen to also know, because I know some of the people that are on their board, Mike Drayton and his wonderful wife, that, you know, that they're part of this and the vision that God has given them. And so it's exactly as you say, Shirley, there's no better place to be than right where God wants you, which sometimes, you know, it may not be moving as fast as we want in His timing, but He's got other structures that He's laying in place for such a time as this. And so it's really cool. And it's really cool to get the update and to have Bob and Diana back again, get a chance to see him. Was it about this time last year that we had you?
It was about a year ago, I do believe, that we were on, yes. We are very thankful that you invited us back and just are able to get the word out about what our vision is and how we plan to help these teens and parents.
Yeah, Shirley, similar to you, the title of my show being Kingdom Pursuits, How Does God Take Your Passion and Uses It to Build the Kingdom, you know, that's just a clear thing that it's really amazing to get to see all the people that have come through every week and the adventures that God has given them, and then to watch them walk in faith and the provision along the lines that it amazes me. There's Christian authors, children's books, and then an amazing illustrator comes along and that you never would have thought of in a million years, you know, comes in and helps him illustrate the book, or somebody writes a screenplay, and all of a sudden God puts him in the, you know, in the path of, I can only imagine, or, you know, those things were all somebody's vision at some point in time, and God is providing for him. Surely it's really, really a cool thing to walk with him in that, and then also watch the other people that are in your organization, right?
Right. Right. We call those divine connections.
Mm-hmm. And so I get to say one last time that if you'll go to kingdompursuits.com, you can find out more about Clear Trumpet Ministry, Shirley Weaver. You can find out more about the House of Hope for Davie County and all about the Baileys. It's all there at kingdompursuits.com. And we are so grateful, really, this being the Thanksgiving season. We're very, very thankful for our guests. We're thankful for you listening. And I would be remiss if I didn't point out that we're so grateful that we're going to come with more truth on the Truth Network. The Masculine Journey starts here now at 12 o'clock, followed by Disciple Magazine. So how much fun. Thank you for listening to the Truth Network.